ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 13, Texts Number 8 and Number
9.
Atmanam,
Atmanam,
Brahma,
Brahma,
Nirvanam,
Nirvanam,
Pradyastimata, Abhaita.
Pradyastamita
Vigraham Avabodha Rasa
Eka
Atmyam
Anandam
Anusantatam
Avyachina
Yoga Agni Dogdha Karma
Mala
Ashaya
Svarupam
Avarundana
Na
Atmana Anyam Tada Aikshata Atmanam Brahma Nirvanam
Atmanam Brahma Nirvanam
Pratyastamita Vigraham
Pratyastamita Vigraham
Avabodha Rasaikyatmyam
Avabodha Rasaikyatmyam
Anandam Anusantatam Avyavachina Yogagni
Avyavachina Yogagni
Dagda Karma Malashaya
Dagda Karma Malashaya
Svarupam Avarundhano
Svarupam Avarundhano
Matmano Nyam Tadaikshyata
Matmano Nyam Tadaikshyata
Atmanam,
Atmanam,
Self,
so.
Brahma,
Spirit,
Nirvanam,
Nirvana.
Extinction of material existence,
Pradyastamita,
ceased.
Ceased.
Oh, unless you do the translation. Vigraham,
separation.
Avabodha,
rasa,
by the mellow of knowledge. Eka atmyam, oneness. Anandam,
bliss.
Anusantatam,
Anusantatam,
expanded,
усилившееся.
Avyavachina,
Avyavachina,
continuous,
непрерывно.
Yoga,
Yoga,
by practice of yoga.
Благодаря занятиям йогой.
Agni,
Agni,
by the fire. Dagdha, burned.
Karma,
fruitive desires.
Желания, связанные с деятельностью ради плодов.
Mala,
dirty.
Грязные.
Ashaya,
Ashaya,
in his mind.
В уме.
Svarupam,
Svarupam,
constitutional position.
Значимое положение.
Avarundhana,
Avarundhana,
realizing.
Осознал.
На. Над. А. Атмана.
Атмана.
Than the Supreme Soul.
Кроме Святой Души.
Аньям.
Аньям.
Anything else.
Anything else. Что-либо еще.
Тогда.
Тогда.
Then.
Тогда.
Айкшита.
Айкшита.
Saw.
Saw. Видел.
Translation and purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. By expansion of his knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, he had already attained liberation from the bondage of the body. This liberation is known as nirvana. He was situated in transcendental bliss, and he continued always in that blissful existence which expanded more and more. This was possible for him by continual practice of bhakti yoga, which is compared to fire because it burns away all dirty material things. He was always situated in his constitutional position of self-realization, and he could not see anything else but the Supreme Lord and himself engaged in discharging devotional service. Purport. These two verses explain the verse in Bhagavad Gita, 1854, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma nasochati na kamshati samaksarveshu bhuletu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state he achieves pure devotional service unto me. This is also explained by Lord Chaitanya in his Sikshastaka in the beginning of the first verse. Chaitadarpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vijavadu jivanam. The bhakti yoga system is the topmost yoga system. And in this system, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the foremost performance of devotional service. By chanting the holy name, one can attain the perfection of nirvana, or liberation from material existence, and so increase one's blissful life and spiritual existence, as described by Lord Chaitanya, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. When one is situated in that position, he no longer has any interest in material opulence or even a royal throne and sovereignty over the entire planet. This situation is called viraktir anyatra syat. It is the result of devotional service. The more one makes advancement in devotional service, the more one becomes detached from material opulence and material activity. This is the spiritual nature, full of bliss. This is also described in the Bhagavad Gita 2:59, param drishva nivartate. One ceases to take part in material enjoyment upon tasting superior, blissful life in spiritual existence. By advancement in spiritual knowledge, which is considered to be like blazing fire, all material desires are burned to ashes. The perfection of mystic yoga is possible when one is continuously in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by discharging devotional service. A devotee is always thinking of the Supreme Person at every step of his life. Every conditioned soul is full of the reactions of his past life, but all dirty things are immediately burned to ashes if one simply executes devotional service. And this is described in the Narada Pancharata, Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tatparadvena Nirvana. Om Jnana Timaranda Shyagananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we are very much indebted to this great devotee, Utkala. He is the son of Maharaj Dhruva. Therefore, he had very good association. Can you imagine being the son of Dhruva Maharaj? Such a pure devotee. If we could have that kind of a father as Dhruva Maharaj. What a great opportunity that would be to advance in Krishna consciousness. So this Utkala, he achieved perfection. He was a Mahabhagavat. He had achieved nirvana. Liberation from material existence. The impersonalists and the Buddhists, they undergo great penances and austerities to attain nirvana. But still, they fall down again. Arulya krichchena param padam pada pasyanti pasyanti, what is that? Patanti yadho nadrita yushmarangriha. Patanti yadho, they fall down again from that nirvana position. Why is that? Because they are not interested in the lotus feet of Krishna. If we actually want true nirvana, if we want to wake up from the sleep of material existence, then we have to become attracted to those lotus feet of Krishna. We have to become attracted to the dust from the feet of Krishna. So, in this way, we have another kind of dust. That is called mala. The dirty things in the heart. So, by becoming attached to the dust at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, by becoming attached to the dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, we become free from the dust of lust, anger, and greed. It's a matter of switching from one type of dust to another kind of dust. That's all. All we have to do is switch dusts and we're fine. So the question then is, how do we do that? Right now we're lusty, we're angry, we're greedy, we're sleepy. You see? How do we get over these qualities that are covering there like a cloud, a fog, clouding our brains? How do we get out of this fog? Prabhupada wants us to make a revolution in Estonia. He wants to make the entire country of Estonia Krishna conscious. So how do we expect to wake everybody else up if we're sleeping? You see? How can we wake? So we have to wake up first. We have to become fully absorbed in the mood of pure bhakti. And then we can attract the fallen conditioned souls to Lord Chaitanya's movement. There's an amazing statement of Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The more I think about this statement of Srila Prabhupada, the more I become amazed.
Чем больше я думаю об этом утверждении, что Прабхупада, тем больше я удивляюсь, поражаюсь.
We all know that Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of the universe. But in this statement, Srila Prabhupada is telling us that each one of us should become Jagat Guru. It's an amazing statement. He explains it like this. He says that someone who is purely chanting Krishna's name without any offense becomes Jagat Guru, and under his influence the entire world will take up Krishna consciousness. So each and every one of us is meant to become a pure chanter of the names. So that Srila Prabhupada can use us as his instruments for making the world Krishna conscious. So this means that each and every one of us has a duty. We have a responsibility to become completely pure. Being, you know, a good devotee, just like I remember one time a devotee told me, he said, "Sankarshan Prabhu, you're a nice devotee." And I told him, nice is not good enough. Prabhupada wants us to become completely pure devotees. So we may be, everyone in the temple may like us. Everyone in the temple may think, oh, you know, Sri Vatsa Prabhu is very nice. Is he? But we should never think, well, because everyone in the temple thinks I'm very nice. Therefore, my business is finished. No, we have to see what is the imperfections within my heart. What are the offenses I'm committing against the name of Krishna? We have to look very carefully at every thought that goes through our mind. Every word that comes out of our mouth. And every activity we perform with our bodies. To make sure that they are completely and totally pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. To our Guru Maharaj. And to Krishna. That's pure devotion. There's no mala, no dirt. In Sanskrit, that's called nirmala. The absence of any dirt within the heart. So, how do we get the heart free from dirt? How do we get that dust of material life out of our heart? You just have to fill it up with the dust from Krishna's feet, that's all. When I remember I had a very nice realization. I was thinking, I have a lot of ambitions for pushing forward this movement. I was thinking, maybe I'm just thinking this way for name and fame, and really, maybe I should feel so ambitious about spreading the movement. But then I realized that if I just try to make my heart blank with no desires, that all those material desires would come rushing back in. So in this way I realized that my ambitions and my desires for pushing forward this movement
Ты тогда, я понял, что когда сказать, ты описываешь желание, чтобы двигать вперед это движение.
I had to keep them.
То есть вот эти, я должен их удерживать в себе.
It's a matter of spiritual life and death.
И это на самом деле не просто так себе, а это вопрос духовной жизни или смерти.
So therefore I decided, all right, I'll keep them going, I won't give them up.
И таким образом я отметил для себя, что окей, я должен просто продолжать их удерживать.
That's actually our mission given to us by Prabhupada. He gives a definition in the Srimad Bhagavatam of a person who is Krishna conscious. He says a Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity back to Godhead. And even if he is not successful, his perfection is guaranteed. And anyone who follows him will also achieve perfection. Anyone who follows him will also achieve perfection. This is in Russian. You're translating into Russian? No. Not Estonian, but Russian? Okay. I'm thinking of studying Russian, so maybe it would help me when I come here. But so, my question is this. Does Prabhupada want us to be Krishna conscious beings or not? Are we supposed to be Krishna conscious? Or are we not supposed to be Krishna conscious? And if we are meant to be Krishna, the answer is obvious. Isn't that the name of our movement? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. So that means that the members of this movement are all supposed to be Krishna conscious. And if they are Krishna conscious, they are defined as a person who is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity. So that means I'm only thinking about my family life. If I'm only thinking about my personal family life, if I'm only thinking of my neighborhood, if I'm only thinking of my small circle of friends, if I'm only thinking of my studies at school, I'm only thinking about my job, if I'm not actually thinking, what can I do to help the entire world become Krishna conscious? It means I'm in Maya. If I'm not thinking, what can I do to help make the whole world Krishna conscious? To help Prabhupada make the whole world Krishna conscious?
Then
I'm simply in Maya. So we are meant, each and every one of us is meant to think in a very revolutionary way. Of how can I maximize every moment of my 24 hours? To do everything possible to push forward pure Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's not that we have to travel to do that. Because Prabhupada said, remember the earlier quote, all we have to do to influence the entire world to take up this movement is to purely chant Hare Krishna.
So wherever you are, whatever your service is, whether you're a book distributor, whether you're a president, a prime minister, whether you're a pot washer, a taxi driver, a student, a mother, a guru, a GBC, whatever you may be, a pujari, whatever you're doing, try to do it in a state of pure Krishna consciousness. And by doing that, you will have an impact on the entire universe. In your humble service to Krishna, wherever it may be, if it's done very nicely and purely, you will have an influence on the entire universe. For spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada gave the example of Indian railways. He said that they had one motto that every employee should see that the wheel on the train is turning. That Indian Railways had a motto or a saying which they advertised for all the employees to see. And that saying was that every employee should see that the wheel on the train is turning. Now there's only one employee who's sitting in the engine of the train and actually, you know, pulling the throttle. Only one employee is doing that. There's another employee who sits in the office. And he signs one paper to authorize the train to go down the track. Somebody else is cleaning. Someone else is shoveling the coal. So everyone on the team, no matter what their position, is to make sure that that train is rolling down the track. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada wanted each and every one of us to see that this movement is going forward. That the books are being distributed. Prasadam is being distributed. People are getting a chance to hear the Hare Krishna mantra. Each and every one of us has this responsibility to see that this movement is going forward. Srila Prabhupada is empowering each and every one of us to push forward this movement. You don't need a big title. You don't need a big title like, you know, Maharaj or Gurudev or, you know, His Holiness or His... You don't need a big title, GBC. All you need is a desire for preaching Krishna consciousness. Sincerely serving Prabhupada's mission. And then Srila Prabhupada will empower you to act on His behalf. For pushing forward this movement. So in this way, gradually, 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 by chanting our rounds purely with a focused mind, And by always meditating how to push forward Krishna consciousness, we will come to this position of nirvana. Nirmala. Where all the dirt is cleansed from the heart. And we will come to the position of pure devotional service unto Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. This is our Krishna consciousness process. If you are looking for peace, if you are looking for happiness, if you are looking for fulfillment, if you are looking for perfect love, if you are looking for perfect knowledge, then the good news is you have come to the right place. So, we can ask now if there's any questions. And I can inform you ahead of time that my policy is that if you do not ask me questions, I will interrogate you. So if you're thinking it may be embarrassing to ask a question, then just think how much more embarrassing it will be if I ask you a question. Therefore, you might be encouraged to be the one that asks me the question rather than me asking you the question.
Наша деятельность здесь, она становится очень простой, то есть она имеет какое-то количественное выражение, то есть количественное выражение, то есть если мы выполняем какую-то деятельность здесь, да, служение, то есть, да, если благодаря этому увеличивается количество сознающих Кришну, ну или как говорят в стихе Бхагаватам, что тех, которые хотят распространять сознание Кришны, да, то тогда наша деятельность, она как бы удачная. Успешно. Тогда получается момент, что нам единственное нужно как бы очень, это правильно будет, что нам единственное нужно очень четко понять, это, каким образом, то есть человек приходящий нам становится таким создающим Кришну.
Надо понять, каким образом становится.
Да, очень хорошо это понять. И тогда мы сможем как бы расширить. Так, нет.
Сейчас попытки вот.
Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai, Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai.
It seems like everything is very simple.
In the fourth canto, you're saying?
No, it seems like everything is very simple.
It seems like everything is simple, okay.
For us, we just try some attempts to make some service for Krishna, and if it has some result, some quantity result. For example, some new devotees is coming more different other things. It means that we are get success.
I kind of lost a little bit. You're saying that it seems the process is simple. Yes.
If we make some service and we get some success.
We do some service and we get some success from our service.
Does it mean that everything we must do, we just must understand how a person comes to Krishna consciousness, how he learns.
How a person, we have to understand how a person comes to Krishna consciousness and
how he advances.
Yes.
If we understand this very properly, how to help others to advance, this is
okay. Yes, how to help other persons to advance. I have a very good answer for that question. I by studying how Prabhupada started this movement, we can see how Prabhupada inspired us to advance in Krishna consciousness. All the rules and regulations were there. You have them posted on the wall out here. That was not the basis of this movement. Prabhupada personally gave himself fully to his students. Just as a loving father gives himself to his children. In the beginning, nobody even understood the philosophy. All they knew was that Swamiji was wonderful. The Hare Krishna mantra was wonderful. And Krishna Prasadam was wonderful. That's all anybody knew. So this is how, if we want to be successful in expanding this movement, that personal touch is the real essence. To have that loving relationship with the devotee is what has brought so many people to this movement. If you want to make someone Krishna conscious, they have to agree to listen to what you're saying. They have to agree to hear you. So my question is, did you ever want to hear from somebody that you did not like? If we don't like someone, we don't really hear from them. If we like somebody, then we're willing to hear from them, isn't it? So what makes us like somebody? You know what makes us like somebody? If they like us, we like them. Did you ever like somebody that didn't like you? No, we like people who like us. We love people who love us. So this is the key of how to make devotees. Of course, you can't, in one sense, you can't really make a devotee. Because everybody already is a devotee. It's just a matter of people waking up and realizing, I was suffering, but actually I'm a devotee. That's who I really am. So we don't really make devotees. We just wake people up. That's all we're really doing. So the key then is we have to give so much loving kindness to the conditioned souls. They become inspired to reciprocate with us those loving dealings. We give them Krishna Prasadam. We give them the gift of transcendental knowledge. We openly reveal our hearts to them. We're very willing to for them to open their hearts to us and reveal their hearts to us also. In this way, we give our loving kindness to others. And they become inspired to give their loving kindness to us also. When a devotee receives loving kindness, he doesn't keep it for himself. He passes it on to Krishna. So in this way, when somebody likes or loves a devotee, that love is actually going to Krishna. And that's how the person becomes a devotee. By giving loving kindness to a devotee, that loving kindness goes to Krishna. And when we actually serve Krishna, we taste an inconceivably sweet nectar. So once you get a taste of that nectar, you can never dream of going back to material life ever again. Any other? That's a very nice question, Srivatsa. Thank you very much. You have anyone have question? You have question? You have any question? 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 So that means you know all the answers? There's no unanswered questions within your heart? Yes.
If we want to preach,
yes.
That somebody makes some impediments.
Someone has a failure.
Some make impediments for us.
An impediment. Yes.
Create impediments.
We want to preach, and somebody makes an impediment.
Yeah. How to explain to such person?
Explain.
He must not do in this way.
How do you explain to that person not to make the obstacle?
Not offend him.
Not offend him.
Yeah.
Is this someone who's a devotee or a non-devotee?
Who? He's devotee. Senior devotee.
So, if you're feeling a senior devotee is making an obstacle for you to preach, if you're feeling that way, it's always good to take a second opinion of some senior devotee you respect. Yeah, it's good to, if you feel that some senior devotee is blocking you from preaching Krishna consciousness, the first thing you should do is make sure that you are seeing things correctly. Maybe he's preventing you from incorrectly preaching Krishna consciousness. Maybe he's helping you from doing some foolish mistake.
Может быть, он просто немного помогает нам, чтобы не сделать каких-то настоящих ошибок.
Just like one time when there was a Harinam party in San Francisco. And they were going up and down the sidewalk with great enthusiasm chanting. And one new devotee, he thought, this is very wonderful. I see one store, I will go inside the store and start chanting also. Which is not really the right thing to do. You're supposed to stay with the party and chant on the street, not that you go inside a store and start chanting also. So the Sankirtan leader grabbed that Brahmacharya's kirtan from the back. And he yanked him out of the store back out onto the street. So that Brahmacharya is thinking, he was an obstacle in the way of my preaching. But actually this young Brahmacharya was doing some stupid thing. He wasn't preaching in the proper way. So the older devotee was being kind upon him and getting him back on the right track. So that's one example. Now it could be an example where you are really doing the right thing and someone is telling you you can't do the right thing and what they're doing is actually wrong. That is also a possibility. In that case, you just have to learn how to be tolerant and understand that Krishna will help you. Srila Prabhupada received so many blocks or impediments in his attempt to preach Krishna consciousness. From his own god brothers. But he just pushed on and he tolerated it and just pushed on. So how will you know when you're being rightly corrected or wrongly corrected? It's very important to develop the power of discrimination to know the difference. Because if someone is properly correcting you, you have to accept it. And if someone is improperly correcting you, then you just have to tolerate it and go on with your business. So to know the difference between being properly corrected and improperly corrected is a very important knowledge to have. How will you get that knowledge? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who were constantly devoted to worshipping me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So all you have to do, Raman, is to become completely absorbed in pure Krishna bhakti 24 hours a day. Every thought must be Krishna conscious. Every word you speak must be Krishna conscious. And every activity that you perform with your body must be purely Krishna conscious. And if you do that, Krishna will give you the perfect power of discrimination to know right from wrong in every situation.
Если вы будете так поступать, именно таким образом, то Кришна даст вам очень большое сильное чувство развлечения в каждой ситуации.
And until you come to that point,
и до того момента, пока вы придете к этому уровню,
then you have to inquire from others who have proper vision.
Вы должны слушать других личностей, тех, кто обладает правильным видением.
That's the answer. Questions more? So we thank you very much. Oh, you have one?
Yes. Sometimes if a devotee has some incorrect motives or something.
Yes.
From the beginning, it may influence him. Later it may influence him. Maybe after some 5, 10, 20 years of the practice, how he can, how he practice and understand what's wrong he is doing.
Wait, let me. This echo makes it hard for me to hear, but. So a devotee who is engaging in Krishna consciousness, but his motives are not completely pure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is doing this motives, perform devotional service.
He what?
He performs devotional service.
He performs devotional service.
Maybe for a long time. But
for a long time.
And sometimes he says that if devotee does not change his motives, he can fall down.
Yes. Way. Yes. So what's the question?
Yeah. And how does he? How to correct
this
motives
and how to is this someone else or how to do it for someone else or how to do it within one's own heart? What if I'm that person? Then is the question is how I can correct myself, or are you talking about my correcting someone else or my correcting myself? Which one are you talking about? If that person is me, then how will I am I thinking of correcting someone else or correcting myself? How should I answer the question? I'm using myself as an example of a devotee. You know, a certain devotee realizes that he has motives, and how can he free himself of those motives? Is it you giving counsel to yourself, or you giving counsel to someone else?
Not about you, like today actually, because previously you say about us. Some devotees.
You see it in another devotee. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as I spoke a few minutes ago. No? Translation question. As we spoke a few minutes before, the basis of instructing someone else is they have to love you and trust you. And they won't love you and trust you unless they know that you love them. So the basis is instruction is called Vedanta and love is called Bhakti. Instruction is Vedanta and love is Bhakti. So, if we want to give instruction successfully to others, they must first feel our love. That this person cares about me, they're trying to help me. They're not trying to lord it over me or exploit me in any way. If your heart is pure in that way, then you can give instructions to anyone. If your heart is pure, simply wanting to be of service to others, then you can instruct anyone. How to make their heart free of dirt. So we thank you all very much. It's been a great joy for us to be here in Estonia with you nice devotees.
Kantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsan Maharaj ki jai.
Iskan Estonia Vaishnavas ki jai. And take prasadam.